Mitch, what shoes do you like to wear? What do you wear? Like, not at work, but like...
Oh, I've started wearing Vans.
Okay.
But they're not exactly the most comfortable shoe to wear for a long time. But my go-to shoes are Nike.
So, like, Nike, like, running shoes, basketball shoes?
Running shoes, Nike running shoes. It might not get more comfortable than that.
Yeah, that's typically what I go with.
You can wear them for a long time.
That's what I've got on right now, some Nike Nike Air Max basketball shoes. That's my go-to, my bread and butter. I'm not a sneakerhead by any means. I get a new pair of shoes, maybe one or two new pairs of shoes a year, something like that.
Yeah.
As I go through them, typically wear the same ones every day. So it's not really my arena. I've never gotten into, like, I've never bought a pair of Jordans. I've never bought a pair of LeBrons. And, you know, now there's just so many more options. You've got the Steph Curry ones and all these others. But the big story of this week, or at least of the last couple days, in that world is LeVar Ball of Big Baller Brand launching the first shoes basically on behalf of his son Lonzo, ex-UCLA player. Now going to the NBA, they launched the shoe for the first time yesterday. It was yesterday afternoon. Retail price $495 for this pair of shoes. They also have a pair of like flip flops that are like, I mean, I guess you would call them flats, but they're like flip flops. Yeah, $200 or like $220, something like that, for the flats. Just absolutely ridiculous. And LeVar Ball has been a polarizing figure for a while now. He's kind of always putting his head into his son's business, you know, being a UCLA player. Some people think that was a big distraction on that UCLA team. They could have done better this year and gone to the national championship or something like that. Yesterday, it was out that if you couldn't afford those shoes, that means that you're not a big baller. Which I don't even know how to make sense of that. It got some negative publicity. Even Shaq tweeted back at him, you know, saying that big ballers wouldn't overcharge that much for kids to buy their shoes. But he went on an ESPN radio show today and basically backed up what he had been saying and said, I figure that's what the shoe is worth. When you are your own owner, you can come up with any price you want. Sure, absolutely. It's not going to work. People aren't going to buy that. He wouldn't specify how many pairs of shoes that he sold so far. I imagine that it's not very many. But the thing that he said in this interview with Dan Le Batard, the most damning thing to me is that he said, let's see, let me pull up to the quote here, but he said that we're not, Prada and Gucci are selling theirs for what they want. Ours is better than that. It feels better. Well, Prada and Gucci are Prada and Gucci because they have decades-long reputations of being at the top of their industry in everything that they do. You do not. You do not suddenly get to emerge on the scene and say, well, this is better by a like 3-to-1 margin. No. It's just annoying, and I wish that this guy would go away.
You might disagree with me with this, but I think at some point this brand will take off.
No.
I really do, because he's so far, and I don't know if he's even teamed up, like, because you remember back in the day, Jordan's, I mean, that's owned by Nike.
Right. He went to Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour and asked for a $1 billion deal. He wanted $1 billion. And all of them, as you would imagine, all of them laughed in his face and showed him the door. And so he decided to do it himself. Which is fine. I mean, I appreciate the entrepreneur spirit there. But ultimately, for something to work, you've got to have some intelligence at the top. And I just do not feel like LeVar Ball is making decisions that are going to make his brand successful.
Right. And just to finish my thought, I think there's a decent shot this could take off. But it also depends on Lonzo Ball and how much success he has in the NBA, because he's obviously probably a top three pick in the NBA draft coming up. And I mean, especially if the Lakers take him and he gets that team going and he has a great career, hopefully, I'm rooting for the guy. I hope he has a good success. I don't root against anybody, but if it works out for him and these shoes are have already started to show they could sell a little bit because people are going to buy them because they see. Listen to me.
With what money?
People are. If you can go out and buy a $900 cell phone, some people can buy $500 shoes. If people, like John mentioned yesterday, people like to go out and buy $80 T-shirts by Kanye West. People,
right?
I'm not saying myself, but
they're by Kanye. That's Kanye.
Okay.
We're talking about a guy who averaged 2 points a game in college.
But it also helps that he is banking off the success of his kids who are probably better athletes than he is.
Yeah, like, I'm sure that his kids will be fine in the NBA. But Steph Curry's shoes are not selling well at all. And he's Steph Curry.
That's because they're ugly.
Well, these shoes aren't beautiful by any means. I mean, they're fine, I guess. Like I said, I don't really get into that kind of sneaker. But
I guarantee you they will not stay this high in price. This is a marketing tactic. He's highballing it now. The prices will drop, and people are going to think, oh, my, hey, these are cheaper.
LeVar Ball is highballing it?
Yes, he is.
Here's an exact quote from his interview on the Dan Le Batard Show, and I'm going to say it as he said it. All the other people on the outside is saying I'm costing them millions. You god dang right I'm costing them millions because it ain't about millions with us. It's about them bees. Billions. I do not trust that man to run a successful company that does anything, to be totally honest with you. We'll see. And look, they're getting what they want right now, which is people talking about it.
Yes, exactly.
But
controversy creates cash. Remember that.
Controversy creates conversation, but you're still at the end of the day having to shell out $500 for those shoes. And I just do not think that I think people are talking about it, but I don't think that they're actually paying it. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think that those shoes are moving off the shelves very fast right now. The shipping date, that's only the pre-order price, by the way. The shipping date is November 24th. So you're not even getting those things until Christmas.
You have to make the shoes first. Gives you plenty of time to save up, right?
I guess.
Take out payments from the bank.
You better.
A loan.
Maybe you have a bigger piggy bank than me. I'm not fitting $495 in my piggy bank.
I've never even bought what's the most you've ever bought or paid for a pair of shoes?
Actually, this was a topic that people were discussing yesterday. Most I have paid for a pair of shoes, I think $170.
Wow. I think I was around $125.
But I would say that 90% of the shoes that I've ever bought were $120 or less. Usually in the range of $90 to $120, something like that. We'll finish off hour one. Bruce Weber is coming up in hour two at 5:10. The part two of our interview with him yesterday. A lot of other fun stuff planned for the second hour as well. You're listening to The Game on News Radio KMAN.